Now that the 2014 legislative session is finished, the question is, what got done? During the session, high-profile bills got passed, such as the new law allowing, in select circumstances, the medicinal use of marijuana. Over the past 4 years, the budget was completed in time for the beginning of the new fiscal year, a streak unheard of in modern New York State history. But what are lawmakers actually doing during the legislative session other than passing budgets and bills? Thanks to my colleague, Bill Mahoney, the New York Public Interest Research Group has been reviewing the legislative process at the state capitol. Here are some tidbits from the most recent review. 658 bills got passed in both houses in 2014. While this is a bit more than the past 2 years, the overall historical trend in terms of bills passing has been down. Since 1915, the 4 years that saw the fewest bills pass both houses are 2009, 2012, 2013, and 2014. It seems that a smaller number of two-house bills is the new reality in New York State. There are several reasons this might be the case, and they seem to be rooted in both structural changes in the legislative process and in changes in the productivity and total output of the legislation, for better or worse, of the state legislature. The analysis showed that the state Senate spent about 85 hours in session. The Senate was scheduled to be in session for a total of 58 and a half days, so that means that the Senate was actually in session, on average, nearly 1.5 hours per legislative day. For about the same number of days in the Assembly, it was in session for about 195 hours. Which works out to being in session a bit more than 3 hours per legislative day. In the Senate, the number of bills that passed with no opposition increased from 52 to 60%. In the Assembly, Democrats agreed with Speaker Silver more frequently than last year. Only one Assembly Democrat agreed with the Speaker less than 95% of the time. The Senate left a significant amount of its workload for June, a month in which they passed 73% of their bills. In the last week alone of the legislative session, senators passed 427 bills representing almost 30% of the session's total legislation. The Assembly spent more than twice as much time in session as the Senate. Despite that fact, it's passed several hundred fewer bills. The Assembly passed 61% of its bills in June, passing 542 bills during the last week of session. Looking at the role of the governor, under the state constitution, the governor has the power to allow for speedy votes on bills without the required 3-day review period. This power to short-circuit the review process is when he issues a message of necessity. There was considerable controversy and public criticism over the use of the message of necessity to pass gun control legislation, the SAFE Act, in January 2013. The analysis showed that Governor Cuomo relies on this method of passing bills far less frequently than his immediate predecessors. In his tenure of 4 legislative sessions, an average of 13.5 bills passed per year with a message, compared to 41 annually during the Patterson-Spitzer administration, and 89 annually under former Governor Pataki. Without this analysis, and you can look at the full review at nyperg.org, N-Y-P-I-R-G.org, it is hard to know what actually is going on during the 6-month legislative session, other than the big issues covered by the media. A couple of things jump out. Lawmakers spend relatively little time debating bills. Committee meetings in the Senate are often infrequent and poorly attended. Committee meetings in both houses are usually carefully scripted events in which the leadership controls approval of bills under consideration. So if not much is happening in the committees, and little time is spent debating bills on the floors of each house, what else happens? Well, for one thing, lawmakers are hosting fundraisers for lobbyists. During the 2014 legislative session, Albany's elected officials and political parties held at least 176 fundraisers in order to hit up lobbyists for campaign contributions. And during those 6 months, there were in Albany about 40 nights. Thus, they averaged more than 4 campaign fundraisers per night. The governor and state lawmakers come to Albany in order to solve the state's problems. We should expect more work and less hitting up lobbyists for money. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.